So that was your Christmas.
No. That was leading up to Christmas, dude. We were talking about jerking last week. I think I had relapse last week, so I apologize to listeners. I was honest.
No,
I didn't,
one cares if you're not jerking.
Well, but still, I didn't. No, I wasn't asked. I wasn't asked if I wasn't asked brothers. Directly, but I didn't come forward. So sorry, my brothers out there.
Do you think anyone else on the that listens?
Definitely,
to the
I've gotten messages by people listeners before saying that they are on NoFap.
Get the fuck out of here.
One guy, but yeah.
One guy messaged you and was like, I'm also holding in my cum with
yes,
you.
Yes, absolutely. Not with me, but with the
you
legions.
Guys are doing it.
With, you know, with the millions no, across the world are starting
he
the revolution.
Messages you, and he's like, Matt, I'll hold in my cum if you hold in your
no,
cum.
He's saying, I'm on NoFap too, dude. Keep it up. Good job. I've been noticed. He said, actually, there's been a noticeable difference. So
what's the noticeable difference?
You're just more present. You're awake. You're just kind of more, you're more of a take charge kind of guy.
From not jerking off?
From not coming and watching porn, yeah. From not...
We've had this conversation too many times.
No, we haven't. This is an age-old debate.
Yeah, well, it's just because if... I would agree with you if I jerked off the way you jerk off.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Like,
it's not for everyone.
I understand that then it could probably...
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I spent like an hour down here beating off...
Well, it's not even like just that. Hours. It's not just that. It's the fact that you're... It's like you're expending... Like, you're when you your semen... In your body is a source of like energy and vitality, and when you're just spilling it all the time willy nilly, you're not living up to your full potential.
Is that true?
Definitely, dude.
If I
hold
gives you
vitality
while it's in your body.
Yes, dude. Absolutely. There's a ton of vitamins and minerals in semen that when you're just shooting it out every day, you're losing out on a ton of stuff.
So your body absorbs.
Mm-hmm. Your body reabsorbs semen.
Really?
After 7 days of not coming, your testosterone I think goes up, doubles or quadruples or something like that.
What?
Yeah. Dude, you're not supposed to be coming all the time.
Yeah, you are.
No, you're not. Like, dude, a Mexican dishwasher told me, too. You only get so many. And after that, your dick doesn't work.
It's true, though. I mean, we've talked about this, too. I mean, technically, that guy's definitely right.
Yeah.
You do have a certain number of nuts.
You have so many. But, dude, so, like, and that's as soon as when I was fapping, I stopped going to the gym for a week. I went out to Chicago for Christmas, had a nice, wholesome Christmas out there. I was in, it was funny,
hold
too.
Hold on. I'm sorry. The only way that Mexican guy's right. The Mexican guy who says you have a certain number of jerk-offs
yeah.
is correct.
Yeah.
But it's not set.
I know. Is, no, it probably,
it's
you're
not
right.
Like our bodies are like super soakers, where you have a certain amount of cum.
No.
That's just like an hourglass dropping.
But I think it's more of like the structure of your dick. You can only let that thing rise and fall so many times.
Sure.
And if there's stuff to know about dicks, dude, I trust Mexican dudes.
You trust Mexican guys.
That's what the Incans and Mayans are all about. Everyone thinks they're all advanced. They just knew everything about dicks. They knew everything about dicks and fapping, and they went off into the woods. But yeah, so I'm back on, dude. It's the one thing that'll keep me from fapping is being in an old person's house. I just don't feel sexy in an old person's house.
You don't feel. You need to feel sexy to jerk off.
I don't feel sexy, dude. I don't feel sexy in an old person's house, so I just was like, all right.
When you jerk off, you need to feel sexy.
Yeah, dude, I need to feel sexy. I just,
man, I feel like a woman. Bam, 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 bam. And then you think about your adopted cousin.
That's when the fucking day seven kicks in, dude. That's the part I haven't been able to get past.
Oh, man.
Day seven on hard mode. Well, I'm about to unleash, I think, a good 6-day streak on the bay tonight.
I don't even know what streak I'm at right now.
Really?
I'm at, right now, NoFap, I'm at, what day is it? Tuesday?
Yeah.
3 days.
Really?
Just
you don't feel any different?
3 days.
3 days is the start. It used to be like if 24 hours and I would feel like the charge feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like 4 or 5 days. After I think 7 was the longest I went, it feels like my dick's floating in front of my body.
Yeah.
I'm walking, it feels like my dick's floating. If
really?
I go on 7 days, it feels like
I could get to 7 easy. I could get to 10 by the next time we podcast.
Crazy, dude.
I'll have not fapped.
You're gonna no fap for 10 days?
I can no fap for that.
Dude, that'll be awesome.
I mean, I'm definitely gonna just jerk off tonight. Now that I remember that it's been 3 days.
Fuck yeah. No, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Seven more days. Go 7 more days. See what happens.
When's no, I gotta
why?
Save I mean, it up. I could, sure.
Yeah, save it up, dude.
I just went 3, no problem.
Okay.
Didn't even think about it.
Tack fucking.
But I'll tell you what, Saturday was a big day.
What do you mean?
Or was it Friday? I was just a hotel room in Connecticut by myself.
That was a big fat
just
day?
Just like, fuck it. I got 2 off.
That's pretty good.
2 is a lot.
Two is for a hotel, though, that's like...
Hotel room 2 is
I'm
part
fucking,
of the course, dude.
Dude, I'm in a hotel. I'm like kicking my legs and jerking off, dude. I'm like... I sound like the Wicked Witch, dude, in the hotel.
Yeah, that's I got one off early. It was too early. That was the problem. The first one I got off was true. Like early.
You had a little bit of jerk. You had jerker's remorse, dude.
I had the rest of the day, dude.
You had a little bit of jerker's remorse at 7 p.m. You're like, damn it, I already jerked off.
Got one more off
before the show.
Yeah,
you probably were a fucking cool cat on stage.
I was too cool. I was fucking falling asleep up there.
See,
yeah, those Connecticut people did not like me.
Really?
I did all right, but you fat I kept too calling much. Them all white trash, and they all kept getting upset.
They got actually offended.
Did we even say that on this podcast?
That you're at everyone in Connecticut? No, you didn't explain that.
Fucking white trash.
Which is be funny, though. That'd be a tight hustle. If I was a black janitor at the Juilliard, I would just pretend I was real nice at dance and be like, yeah, I just want to take this shit from the streets and start fucking all the white chicks. And they're like, come to them. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that shit, dude. Just trying to eat your pussy. What? That's objectifying. Well,
please stop objectifying.
I like you a lot, and I want to eat your pussy. That's not objectifying. That's actually in feminism, in feminist culture, that's acceptable.
Is it acceptable to
I
use
like you a lot?
That terminology? Yeah. to say eat your pussy?
Yeah, to be like, I like you a lot, and I would love to eat your pussy just because I admire you so much.
That's a proper
you're
cat
so,
call.
If you're like, you're so brave, I just want to eat your pussy right now because you kick so much ass.
So if you're on the street,
according
and you
to this
see
cartoon,
a girl,
yeah.
If you see a girl that you think is pretty, you listen to this, listeners.
I'm listening.
Not just you. I'm talking to the listeners.
Okay.
You're allowed to just walk right up to them and say, go ahead, Matt. Give us your best cat call.
It's not a cat call.
No,
this is you like a coworker. No,
yourself.
I would do this, this would be like a coworker in the workplace.
Okay.
So if I was the boss and someone was working for me, I'd be like, hey, you're doing great work. Really good job. Yeah. I admire you. Should take you out and eat your pussy sometime. That's what I got from this cartoon. So,
okay. So yeah, just, man. I liked that last report you gave me. If it helps, if you want to come back into my office, I will eat your pussy.
Yes.
As
it's
a reward.
Important that you're above her in the you know, societal power structure.
Yes.
That way.
I will reward your hard work with a good pussy eating in my office.
Oh, dude.
That's appropriate.
That's good. All you right. did good. I'm going to fucking...
Yeah. Listener, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Give it a shot. You know that hot lady at work right now? Just go up to her very politely. HR will not have a problem with it,
dude,
if you do it under the proper...
Dude, just pull up this fucking link.
If you do it under the male feminist, just use the right vernacular, just walk right
According
up.
According to this, it says it's one thing to think a stranger is hot. It's another to shout across the street at her while she's clearly busy. So if she's on break, relaxing, you can go up and be like, hey.
Yeah, she's clearly busy and you're on the same side of the street.
Exactly.
Then walk right up to her.
Perfect.
If she's not busy... If you see her just on her phone, standing there, say, excuse me, miss, I noticed I really like your hair.
Yep, and then sniff it.
And then grab it. Pull her down to the ground.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the we got into this last week, but I think it got ditched. The book I keep talking about, it's, I think, A Billion Wicked Thoughts.
Okay.
And that's where I'm getting all my hot fucking sexual knowledge right now.
What's going on there?
They were fucking, I was telling you last week, So they, like, go through all these, like, this is what guys search, like, you know, the kinds of porn. And they were referencing things. And I would be like, oh, I forgot about that. I would just go home and beat off to it.
Oh, yeah, you told me that. What did you go?
Savita Bhavi, dude.
What is Savita Bhavi?
Savita Bhavi, it's an Indian comic. Actually, that's probably why I read these feminist comics. They remind me of that.
They turn you on a little bit.
They're just like an Indian comic strip of, like, a slutty aunt who goes and fucks her boss. And I was like, went home and jerked off to, like, an illustrated Indian comic.
Savita Bhavi?
I told my boss about it, and he was like, dude, you're disgusting. He was totally fucking devastated that I was jerking off to comic strips. But yeah, Savita Bhavi, SavitaBhavi. Check it out, listener. It's fucking sick.
Bhavi?
Yeah. You gotta like...
Savita Bhavi?
Yeah.
There's a cartoon character. Oh, that's just the name of a lady.
No, dude. Go to kurtu.com. I see it.
She's a pornographic cartoon character.
I know it's up on your screen right now.
It is. I'm not even looking
at Shane's phone. I know the top search for that one.
Oh, you know, it's just the lady standing there?
I ignore that lady, dude. That's just an actress.
Savita Bhavi's a hot cartoon.
Dude, it's a hot cartoon.
My back, my thighs, everywhere. Damn,
I think
Savita.
I think it stems from, I used to actually be, when I watched Bambi when I was little, I used to actually be sexually attracted to the rabbit. The female rabbit from Bambi, I thought they were fucking
Jesus
hot.
Christ, dude. Slow down, dude.
That's where my cartoon fetish comes from.
I mean, Savita Bhavi's hot.
Savita Bhavi's hot as fuck, dude.
I would never.
That's where I get all my fucking workplace stuff from.
I just don't understand when people jerk off to cartoons,
dude. It's just, I'm telling you, you get imprinted.
So
like,
why would you
age.
Fucking look at the cartoon? You can just.
But
a,
I
you
also,
can even find the real Savita. There's just Indian chicks that look like this lady.
Yeah, but dude. I'm a big, and this is, I have a very,
then you gotta watch Indian dudes fuck.
This, true. Good fucking point.
Gross. That's fucking real gross.
But yeah, there's a
bobbling their fucking heads the whole time.
Waggling. I have a very, and this is my more like femme aspect to me. I get really into like narration and pornography. I need a story. And that's okay. Very femme of me. That's my anima spirit, dude.
That's your anima spirit?
My anima, yeah. That's my female-driven sexual spirit.
You are very femme, dude.
I'm femme.
Are you femme right now?
That's what I'm saying. I'm very femme right now.
Why? What's going on?
I don't know. I'm just femme. It's I'm gender fluid. I just go back and forth.
You put your boots on and you're fucking
femme. Dude, don't fuck with me. Fuck with me right now, dude.
I would never fuck with you.
I'm about to change my shoes so you can't fuck with me right
femme,
now.
You're femme, dude. I'm about to give you a boner.
Damn,
now.
Dude. Stop giving me a boner.
I just showed him a hot fucking picture of Savita
dude,
Bobby.
Look up Savita Bobby, dude. It'll get you guys.
I don't think it's going to get them.
It's quiet. It helps. It's a good quiet porn you can watch. No volume. Although I am a sound hound.
Sound down, dude. You're the weirdest. Shut the fuck up, dude. God damn it, dude. I'm sitting over here. You got me trapped in your fucking weird pervert world. I'm over here fucking swiping through Savita Bobby pictures, just letting you talk, dude. You got me fucking hypnotized. I wasn't even listening to you. I just snapped out of it and heard, I'm a sound hound. Like, all right, fuck this, dude. This is fucking weird.
Shane's boner's coming back.
My fucking boner's back inside, dude. That was weird.
But yeah, the only thing that can replace sound for me is fucking narration in a linear plot.
It is porn.
I need a story. If it just cuts into people fucking, I'm out. I need someone to ring a doorbell or something, dude. I'm telling you. Otherwise, I'm out.
You need someone to ring a doorbell.
I need someone to knock up on the door.
A good knock and just be like, hey, is Brittany here? And the guy's like, she's not home. Can I help you?
Exactly.
Bam.
Boom. I'm her dad.
Could have gone with a different name, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you really could have.
Yes.
Well, my girlfriend's actually Brittany. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so please use the correct name.
Yeah.
I'm fucking woke right now, dude.
You're the wokest you've ever been. You know what I just noticed?
Well.
You see that? Do you notice anything about that? My nightstand?
Is it broken?
No. Do you see that sock?
Ooh, what'd you do with that sock?
That was a prepared jerk off.
You left that out?
I left that out because I was gonna jerk off right before I got in bed.
That's ritualistic.
That's a nice move.
Damn, dude. I
had a shitty sock sitting there and I was like, fuck it. I don't have any tissues down here. I'm gonna nut into that sock if I need to.
Damn, dude.
You know what I did last night?
You got the other one. You got his brother right there.
That one survived.
What'd you do?
Didn't jerk off.
That's really?
Why that sock's still sitting there. Sometimes you just...
You fought your demons, dude.
Fought your demons. Horrible jerk-off demons.
That's pretty funny, man, because when I was listening to this book, they were talking about the difference between chemical addiction, or what was it called? Chemical dependency and addiction. And they're saying dependency is like, you know, if you stop drinking coffee, you get a headache. But addiction is like, if I don't drink coffee, I won't be able to focus and do this. And I was laughing like, I guess that makes sense. And it instantly flashed to me, being like, I have to jerk off and watch porn, otherwise I can't fall asleep. Damn, that's fucking spot on.
I had a dream that you and I actually, this is fucked up. This was really fucked up.
You always have dreams.
You were in this one.
All right.
Dude, and I swear on my fucking life, I'm not embellishing this. So there was this guy, it was my aunt's house. This is where it's all taking place. But there was a guy who lived there, never seen this man in my life, who had a fetish for like beating the shit out of his balls. So this guy, it's like the first part of the dream is just a guy walking out of his house with like a vice grip around his nuts and just punching them He's walking down the street. And then me and you were sitting there and I was like, yo, let's go into his house. Let's go look for all of his weird shit he has in here. So we went into this guy's house.
In your dream, I said yes to that?
Yeah, you came with me. You came with me. And then there was like a weird aspect to like – to make the long story short, the guy ended up coming back. So like this dude, the guy who's abusing his balls is outside of the house and we're in there. And I'm like, dude, we got to get the fuck out of here. And Sonia came in at one point. And Sonia's in the dream and we're like, I got to – and I'm like – I had to like put my jacket back on and all this stuff. So I jumped out the window and turns out he's having a big party that like my whole family's invited to. So I go outside and then I realize I like left some shit in there, like my keys or something. And I see my whole family and the ball guy's like, hey, were you in my house? And I woke up and I was like, holy shit, dude. So.
You gotta stop. I love hearing your dreams.
Yeah.
But you always... expect like a response.
I don't expect a response.
Like, you tell me it's gibberish. Just a dream, dude. I say, dreams are not meant to be shared.
Yeah, they are.
No, they make no sense.
Dude, they do.
So like you finish this, that probably had a profound effect on you, that dream, because you were in it.
You were in it too.
But that has nothing to, like, I can't.
I thought I forgot my wallet in this house. And he's like, no, dude, you knew where all my stuff was. You're like, no, your wallet's in your jacket pocket. I was like, thanks, dude. It was a fucking, I thought it was an interesting dream.
I had a dream where I fucked some lady last night.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a mystery woman.
And then I woke up and I couldn't remember who it was.
Sometimes they're just mystery people.
It's because I jerked off before bed.
You did?
Right before bed and went to sleep. I think I had some residue still left in the chamber. Got me fired
up. You had a Wetster?
No, I didn't nut again.
If you nocturnally nut, it's cheating.
No, it's not.
It's not cheating unless you nut. If you have a wet dream.
True.
Too bad.
Wet dream.
It's done, dude.
Well, my girlfriend's going to be very upset about that.
Everyone has weird sex dreams.
Yeah, I know.
I kind of had one last night.
Yeah, true.
That guy beating his balls
up. Punching his own balls.
Yeah. You know what's funny, though? Because I started a new practice last night where, dude, I can get through the day without fapping. When the sun's up, I'm good. It's when the night falls, my girlfriend goes to sleep an hour and a half before me. That's when all the fucking sprites and fairies come out in my little fap fantasy land, dude. And I'm like, so I fell off the train, dude. I fucking.
Wait, when?
Dude, like. Last 3 days.
You jerked off the last 3 days?
Just pulling pure shower imaginations, dude. I know. Imaginations.
No.
I started carb cycling, dude. I need an outlet.
Three straight days you've been jerking off in the shower?
Yes, it was. It was three straight nights. And I was like, something has to give, dude. So maybe I'm not falling back into this.
Maybe that man punching himself in the balls was kind of a...
It's me in the shower, kind dude.
Of a self-loathing...
Could be, dude. And that's what I'm saying. But so I started doing a thing last night where when as soon as the night falls, dude, and my fap little fap demons come out,
yeah.
I just do an hour-long meditation before bed now.
Okay.
So I just close my eyes, put on the binaural theta waves, dude, and I just fucking rock out.
Okay.
And I get to do it, and it's like by that time, I'm like, all right, time to go to bed. I did it for an hour last night. And then I researched about like if you meditate for an hour, you start half kind of falling asleep, and it's really, really weird.
Yeah.
And I started like Googling about people seeing weird shit when they meditate. And this one guy was saying that like a very small percentage of people actually develop psychosis from meditating. Which is so funny to think of someone starting to meditate and just going schizophrenic and being like, what happened? Like he started meditating, dude, and he fucking freaked.
That is crazy.
That's nuts.
That is. Wow. The power of the mind.
Wow. I know.
No one I was like
you ever all right, honestly, while you're jerking off, have you ever thought of Jordan Peterson? Not sexually, never. But just it popped in your head while you're going about your session.
Never. But I've
had some crazy shit popping in my head while I was jerking off.
Oh, I mean I have too. I've tried to avoid it based on when I met him. I try to not jerk off, but I never really thought about JP while jerking off or at all.
Do you ever have things pop in your head just while you're or are you fully
not
committed?
Really, man.
You're
I'm
fully
pretty,
committed to the nut.
I'm fully in it, dude.
I see. It's so now that I live in New York and like sexuality is like
way more open.
It's just like, I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed of. I don't need
for
to
sure.
be, you know.
Yeah. So what comes in your mind?
Anything.
Just Dave Rubin.
Just whatever I'm thinking about.
What?
Sexuality is just not, it's just like, I don't know.
Totally
there's not there's so much.
I told you, yeah, you don't have the parameters.
There's not so much pressure on it. I mean, I can just be jerking off and thinking about like, oh, I got to walk Finn. Oh, I got it. You know what? I'm gonna.
Oh, you have thoughts. You have
just
commonplace
out here.
Thoughts while
I'm
you
just
jerk off.
Jerking off, thinking this. Is, well, that just comes from living in New York.
I'm like, no. When I'm watching
your
porn
tunnel vision,
I'm a fucking goblin, dude. I'm just like,
yeah.
I almost.
Yeah, I actually am too.
I almost.
Now that I'm thinking about the last couple.
So I had like a 5-day nofap going.
That's pretty good.
It wasn't bad. It was going pretty well. I almost. I was like, I'm gonna jerk off to Stormy Daniels.
Hell yeah.
I was like, then I'll be Eskimo Brothers in a weird way with Trump.
That's awesome.
I'm going to jerk off. I was in my house. Like, I wonder how many people jerked off this. They like heard about
her
the
numbers
scandal,
definitely skyrocketed.
Instantly were like, I'm going to jerk off to Stormy Daniels.
Did you?
No, I didn't. I looked at Stormy Daniels and it was probably the same way when you saw Chris Hardwick. I was like, oh, she's old. I was like,
yeah, gross.
Ew.